brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the day after Christmas. Good morning. December the 26th, that's me turning on my, turning off my computer now to see if we were streaming, and we are. Good morning. Our phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, day after Christmas?
Recovering.
Did you overham?
And overindulge. It's hard to go to mom's and not overindulge. You know, it's just the nature of
the holiday.
Mom
wants you to do it.
The mom forces you.
I mean, she forces you to do that.
And we have the two moms, of course. So after this weekend, we're going up to Siskiyou County to spend New Year's with Brenda's mom. So
we're double momming.
Yeah, we double mom. We only tried the, thank goodness they don't live in the same town, because then there's this, you try to keep both happy, and that never ends well.
No, it never does, because then you end up making neither one of them happy. So you just have to find some way of doing that. I tell you what, let's start off our day with Kathy Lathrop Cummings and our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 66 points this morning at 16,424. The S&P 500 is up 3 at 1,837, and the NASDAQ is up 6 at 4,161. Active stocks this morning include Twitter, which is up $1.24 at $71.19, and Facebook down 31 cents at $57.65. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 12 cents at $28.47, and Pepsi is up 22 cents at $82.26. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.91%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is trading up 15 cents at $99.37. Gold is up $10.80 at $1,214.10, and silver is up 47 cents at $19.95. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. This is our, day after Christmas update on what's happening in the stock market. Of course, they've been there since 4 o'clock in the morning figuring out what's happening, so they can tell us what the latest deals are and what's the best way to go with your investments. Give them a call at 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors, or stop on by their place on Park Marina Drive. You know what? I almost hate to ask what the weather's going to be like, because this was a topic of conversation at Christmas yesterday. In a variety of places.
While much of the country is, of course, freezing their whatever's off, we remain with very off-season conditions here in the North State. Sunny, a high near 72, low around 41 tonight, back near 65 tomorrow. No rain in the forecast and the long-range forecast, according to my favorite weather person. Doesn't look like this pattern is going to break for at least a couple of more weeks. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
You know, so we're talking about another couple weeks of 70-degree weather and no rain.
No rain.
There's nothing in the forecast that says anything's coming in.
Unless something unexpected happens, and, of course, you are dealing with weather, and that's always a possibility. Nothing in the forecast, and we are halfway through our recharge system season, if you will, and we have not gotten significant rainfall.
It would take for us to get back to where we're supposed to be. It would probably take what, 4 or 5 weeks of steady rain. Now?
It could happen in about a month or so.
Yeah, I mean, but it would have to be steady rain, I'm not talking about downpours, but steady rain.
We have had a magic March a couple of years back. We went through an extremely dry winter And then March and April came along and brought the lake up almost 100 feet. I remember that. It was phenomenal. So it can happen. Nothing I would want to roll the dice on, though. So it could be a rough summer.
And not only a rough summer, but then when the fire season could start, what we say, a couple months early.
Starting out dry, yeah. And there's already, we just had a big fire down in Big Sur, and the fuels are extremely dry. And the only saving grace is that if we don't get a lot of grass grow and then die to be the latter fuels, but still a major fire could happen this season. We've dodged a bullet several times, so we'll just have to be vigilant and hope that nobody out there gets stupid, which may be more than we should hope for.
Yeah, we'll talk about stupid when we come back after this break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We try to talk about things you're thinking about. It's the day after Christmas. Let's talk about what your Christmas was like, a little bit about that, and then we can talk a little bit about what's going to happen. If anybody can explain to me about Obamacare, we are having Dr. Doug McConnell is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about, probably should have talked about this a couple days ago, about toys that were banned and why. And you know what? I couldn't let another day go by without the further installment on our continuing series on Duck Dynasty and the bullies at A&E, the Grinches. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBar. Linda's on assignment this morning. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, the day after Christmas is a little slow. You get this feeling. I mean, I just walked outside and looked at traffic, and there is none. Is everybody getting today off?
I think a lot of people, because of the midweek split, just said, you know, why bother coming back? And, you know, it must be nice. Well, there's a lot of major companies just flat out shut down the last 2 weeks of the year because of the,
that's true,
of the disruption.
Well, you know, did you get all your gifts that you're supposed to? Of course, no. You never get all the gifts you're supposed to get, but what I meant was there anything that was coming and then didn't, you know, you thought it was coming, you didn't make it?
Everything that was anticipated made it. Our coffee shipment, we waited way late in the season because it was a shortened season, of course.
Uh-huh.
But it arrived just in the nick of time.
It did.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much for our pound of coffee.
Our Hawaiian coffee delivery.
Yeah. Well, it says here is that, you know, if you didn't get something, like my sister didn't get her package on time. And we had probably something to do with the fact we didn't mail it soon enough. That could be one reason. But I think the other reason is that the volume overwhelmed UPS and, Amazon and a couple others. And, it just is, what's the other one? UPS,
UPS, well, the postal, FedEx.
FedEx, UPS.
They
were just overwhelmed because there were so many. You know, shopping went down this year, noticeably went down at stores,
but
went up dramatically online.
Online purchases.
And then that way, when it starts doing that, then it starts shoving everything into the mail. As opposed to you, I guess, getting it, wrapping it, and sending it. Now you can go directly. I don't know if they wrap them. Well, I guess you could have them wrapped.
Yes, you can. Amazon, bless their heart, they say that if you met their deadline and they failed to deliver, they are waiving shipping charges and giving you $25 in credit as their way of saying sorry, because they and it wasn't really, you know, it was the shipper's fault and not theirs, but the Amazon is stepping up and saying if we promised you it was going to be there and it wasn't, we'll pick up the shipping charges. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, it is cool.
They could have said, oh, it's FedEx's fault or whatever, you know.
Well, that's cool. That's, you know, I mean, when you can have things like that happen. Okay. You know, good news. We're talking about business right here. The Chamber of Commerce for Reading is growing. The economy's picking up some, so the chamber is growing again. We run regular spots because with Maui Bob, who is a firm believer in the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading, Frank Strazzarino and those guys. But that's a good sign. You know, Russell Hunt. Does everybody know who Russell Hunt is? Russell Hunt is would run for all the offices.
Thielgar or whatever you call it.
Well, he changed his name to.
Did he change it back?
No, well, it's in the paper today. It's Russell Hunt. But Russell Hunt, who is well known for running for every office. And sometimes he would just take the sign from one time he ran for, whatever he ran for, and he just put like a piece of paper over it and for the new
freezer tape and a Sharpie.
Right, with the new, where he was running for. And, you know, and the thing about Russell Hunt is one of those things that, you know, he talks and people laugh and all these things. But every so often he would come up with something that was really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was on the mark and it was like, oh, wow. But then, Russell was found guilty of stalking a woman and was sentenced to 4 years in jail. However, he's appealing this and his lawyer's appealing it because at some point, I guess a juror called him a nut job during the trial.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They say that the Superior Court Judge Kara Beatty erred when she failed to remove a juror who during the trial asked the bailiff if he needed to be concerned about the safety from the nut job. This is during the trial.
Oh, out in open court, you can't do that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Beatty and let him stay on the juror because maybe, you know, you don't have a whole story here. It's just, you know, a blurb. But anyway, Russell Hunt, who has got to spend at least 2 years of that in the state prison system and then register as a sex offender. And, is it a sex offender if you stalk somebody?
I think they've pushed it under that, which I don't entirely agree with that, thing that, you know, that was one of those feel good laws that, oh yeah, we got to do something. And yeah, stalking is serious. I do not underplay that. And a woman who is subjected to that form of terrorism, deserves all the protections that can be given to her. But rolling that over and lumping it in with, other forms of sex offenses, you know, that can be.
Yeah, it says he was also ordered to register as a sex offender upon his release from prison and pay his victim more than $4,000 in restitution. I can understand that if she, you know, whatever. But, and a 10-year criminal protective order against, you know, that he can't get near the woman or children. Now, I can understand those two. But the, you know, was it a sex offense? What about people that if you're stalking the same sex, then just because you think, you know, like stars get stalked all the time. I guess in this case there were other circumstances we'll never know about. So
these kinds start moving into that thought police thing, and you know, well, that always, you know, makes me nervous.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it came out that there were things that were said, but we don't know that. But anyway, but calling somebody a nut job, somebody, a juror, if it was like halfway through the trial and he stood up and he goes, "This guy's a nut job," I think at that point they might have removed him or her from the jury, but I don't think that's what happened. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And can anybody tell me what's going on with Obamacare? I mean, at this point, I mean, I've completely lost track of what's happening. I know Doug McConnell's coming in here, Dr. Doug McConnell, who is following this. But let's talk about this when we get back a little bit. And then, of course, the toys that you probably bought for Christmas, and now I'm telling you that they've been banned from the shelves. And our last, not our last, but our latest installment from the soap opera called A&E's Huge Mistake, Duck Dynasty.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a five-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaut and Bad Bob's here. It is 7:25 in the morning. It's 33 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 33 degrees is the time to stop by Espresso Joe's and get that hot coffee. You know, it's the holiday season. It's still the holiday season. You should still get that pumpkin spice latte or those cappuccinos and then walk next door to the greatest, finest, most spectacular walk-in humidor in the state right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and they support our community in about 1,000 different ways. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. 13 toys. Okay. I'm going to kind of hold off. I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but let's talk about Obamacare. Does anybody know what's going on with this right now? Bad Bob, you can feel free to jump in here. But what are the deadlines? The deadlines keep, he's changed the deadlines.
Shifting sands kind of there.
Yeah, but he can't do that legally because they're all set by law. But he's just arbitrarily, and I say he being President Obama, is arbitrarily changing dates. And when he changes dates, everybody has to shift, and the insurance companies are going crazy at this point. And they're saying, oh, we've got all these people signing up though, we've got all these people signing up, but how many of them have made it through to the other side? And how many of them, like in California, we were told the other day, is that, oh, look at all of them that have signed up, but we know that over half of them are ones that were losing their insurance under the old plan because Obamacare killed it. And they're signing up that way. And how many of them are signing up on sites, you know, that are allowing them to go all the way through?
There seems to be a problem with what's called the back end. Yeah. You may have a successful application, but when it is transmitted to the insurance carrier, there's some issue with it. And we all know that even in this age of electronic communication, anybody who's ever filed an insurance claim through their doctor knows that this stuff moves at the speed of sloth.
530-605-4567. And we know we're screaming way out there. Has anybody signed up for Obamacare? And if you have, what's been your experience? I know that Savannah's tried it and it hasn't been good. She may have since done that. Just Bob, I'm not sure if he signed up for Obamacare. No, he hasn't signed. Have you tried? No. Okay. Well, you know, you need to try. You're going to be a lawbreaker here.
I don't trust the security.
He doesn't trust the security on it. Well, you know, those are things. But if anybody signed up successfully, you need to let us know. We're going to talk about more about that when Dr. McConnell comes on. 13 toys banned in 2013. Okay. The Chicken Dance Easter Chick. The Chicken Dance Easter Chick. Because it was too loud.
Oh, okay. It might damage young ears.
Well, it can make parents crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, look. The chicken just got smashed. What happened to the chicken? The Sully Sullivan Bear. All right. It's because the eyes came off too easy and kids could choke on them. Mm-hmm. You know, because they're eating the eyes off bears. Okay. The Snoopy Snow Cone Machine. The Snoopy Snow Cone Machine. Because the rivets where the ice would come out were loose and you could get a rivet in your snow cone.
No, that would not
that's
be bad.
Okay, yeah. That's bad. How about the Hello Kitty scooter? Electric scooter.
Who could hate Hello Kitty?
It's the Hello Kitty scooter. And you know why? Too fast. Oh. So kids get on that and they get dumped in.
Zoom.
Yeah, they have road rash on all of their bodies there. There were a couple others like, you know, the amazing growing spiders that when you add water to it, it grows into this big spider.
Oh, yeah.
Despite, okay, well, the problem is that little kids could put it in their mouth and swallow it.
Now you've got
a spider growing in your stomach.
I think I remember a nursery rhyme.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? And you think about it, you think, God, that is dangerous.
Okay.
What?
I grew up with creepy crawlers that you put
molten plastic into a mold, and I had a vacuform machine, and I had an erector set with rough edges. I'm still alive.
Okay, there was that other one too that you could do your baking in the oven.
Yeah,
you remember that? The little Miss Homemaker oven that got hot enough to bake cookies.
Yeah.
So then, and tell me how many people stuck their hands in there and got burnt.
Yeah.
But managed to survive. But then you learned not to stick your hand in an oven.
You learned a valuable lesson, and maybe you carried
Journey travel trunk because the edge on the clasp was too sharp and could cause a laceration. Well, you know, and you think about that and you think, well, okay, but do parents look at these things? I mean, if you got something that's a little sharp like that, you know, you file it down or cover it with a little piece of tape. I mean, if it was that bad, I mean, I'm sure, you know, that. But anyway, but you're right, you know, that you played out at night. You rode your bicycle without, you know, with, you know, around the neighborhood. You didn't have to worry about being snatched off your bike and thrown in the back of a van. Or the fact that, you know, if you ate things that had sugar in them. How about those fizzy things that you could, the pop rocks?
Oh, yeah.
You stick them in your mouth and they would explode. What would they do? Explode when the water hit them?
I am much more concerned. People, you know, parents will keep their kids inside because it's dangerous outside and then park them in front of the computer where some really nasty stuff goes on and the parents are oblivious to that.
Real stuff.
Yeah.
Real stuff. Or they get in there and they start playing the shooting games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I think it'd be better to go outside and run around out in the
make
yard.
Take a stick and make it into a rifle if, of course, the neighbors don't freak out and call the authorities. And be a kid.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the little kid who pointed his finger when they were out playing and he points his finger at somebody. Not a gun type finger, but just a finger. We'll be right back.
Tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to windriver.com.
Our luxury hotel awaits your arrival. Find out why it just got better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino's new hotel is now open. Enjoy 3 stories with 84 deluxe rooms, luxury suites, gym, pool, arcade, and gift shop. Northern California's all-in-one luxurious destination, offering you the maximum gaming experience, dining pleasure, top-notch entertainment, and much more. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away. Reserve your room now at 1-800-280-UIN. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It just got better on the river.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at NOVB.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And we did it without music this time. Why, Bad Bob?
Because I pulled up Johnny Cash, and not, which is, of course, our closing theme and not our returning theme, which is...
You know what? That's not your fault because it's...
That would be this one we come back with.
There you go. It's that Christmas cheer you've got. You're still suffering. You got Christmas hangover.
Actually, I confess it was coffee management issues.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Our friend Mike Huber and his company over there, Granite Kitchens, you know, they are outstanding work. Granite Kitchens and Bathroom Makeovers, Forever Furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker. Give them a call at 241-7866. That's 241-7866. Or check out his website, Estate Granite and Things. Little kids pointing fingers at our little kids and giving a day suspension or a 2-day suspension for it, or wearing a t-shirt that has the Duck Dynasty guys on it because they, you know, the teacher mistook them for terrorists, which some people would probably say, oh, they are. Okay. Chapter 5 in our ongoing saga of Duck Dynasty and A&E. What does A&E do? Okay. Remember when people would make this, okay, think about all these other faux pas people have made. They've said things about, gays, like, Alex Baldwin did, or about Sarah Palin, and Bashir, of course, he apologized, but the MSNBC loved it, so they didn't do anything to him.
But he's still collecting a check, isn't he?
Oh, no. He's resigned. Every time somebody does something wrong, the publicists gather around, they tell them what to say, the person comes out, they're very, very contrite. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that, and please, please, beat me. Beat me, make me, you know, hurt me. Beat me, hurt me.
Right back, Jackson.
And if you're conservative, you're just dead. And not that the conservatives haven't done it too. I mean, there's been times, you know, like, when the Dixie Chicks, well, of course the Dixie Chicks, you know, whacked away at Bush when they were in England. If you want to do it in the United States, that's one thing. So I don't know if that was too much. Anyway, so when they came up to Phil Robertson and said, this is what you have to do, Phil Robertson not only did not apologize, he said, I'm not going to apologize. So you can take your publicist and go back to your office. I'm going to sit here on my 20,000 acres down here in Louisiana, and I'm going to live my life. And then the sons rolled in and doubled down on it by supporting Dad. Well, why else wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they support Dad in this? Because the there's one thing that's coming first, and I read this in an article here, but And the thing that comes first with Robertson and his family, obviously, is their religion. So this is no problem with them to stand up for this, say. Because in this article in GQ, it points out that Phil Robertson had a tough, tough childhood. You know, a stern father, manic depressive mother, and then he went off, he was a high school football player, he went to Louisiana Tech for a year on a full scholarship, played football. After his first year, he quit. Because, and this is what it says, was that football interfered with duck season. And Terry Bradshaw, of course, came in and took his place, you know, and the rest is history that way. But then he turned to drink and drugs and got into a lot of trouble to the point where he had to leave Louisiana at one point, because of a trouble he was in, and Miss K, got him out of the trouble, and then, but it got to the point that he actually, one night when he was really drunk, threw out Miss K and the three boys. Mm. Threw him out of the house. Well, what happened then? Phil Robertson found religion. He became a Christian. And this changed his life. And when it changed his life, things started happening. He invented a duck call that was the best in the world. And then since then, they've gone on to where you have now. So this whole brouhaha about this, which is, you know, you would think, okay, is it going to start dying down? Well, of course, I'm just like the third day in a row I've talked about it, is the fact that A&E yesterday on Christmas Day played 24 hours of Duck Command or Duck Dynasty. Or whatever it is. Do I watch it? You know, no. I mean, I've watched it before just because everybody else is watching. I want to see what it was. But it's a, you know, it, you know, I like the way, I like the theme of the play or the show of the reality show, even though that it, it kind of gets out there, you know, now. But one of the things they said when they signed it with A&E, there'd be no interference with their religion or there'd be no family infighting, you know, mm-hmm. In this, and it wouldn't interfere with duck season.
Yeah.
I mean, this was what they said. And, so there they are. So where are they right now? Is there, you know, that they've recorded all the ones for the season. So I assume A&E is just kind of like wanting their, you know, they've got all this huge publicity throughout the world.
They've invested a fair amount in the production.
And to make it even better now is that with all this going on, Phil Robertson is going to be in the shows because they're already filmed. They suspended him for the, you know, next season, I guess. But here it is that Duck Dynasty had they did a Christmas album. Did you know that? They can't sing, but.
This has got to be up there with some of the great Christmas albums of all time, including Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, I think this was even better because it was the number one seller among holiday releases. It was second only to Garth Brooks in the country, Billboard charts. It was second behind Garth Brooks, Blame It All on My Roots. Prior to the release of Brooks' Best of compilation, the album attained the top ranked slot for the genre and its highest ranking but it was third in all categories. Already sold 575,000 copies before Robertson's statements, and expectations for the sales in a week leading up to Christmas for 125,000, putting estimates that total sales at around 700,000 copies. 700,000 copies on Duck the Halls, the Duck Dynasty Christmas album. You know, so what happens now? You know, frankly, you know, yeah, so everybody's getting a little tired of it. And and it's going to go away. Of course it goes away. It all goes away. But, I guess the big thing about this that I see is that this tragedy that was on Robertson, it faces so many, you know, countless families here in the country of domestic violence, abuse, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, whatever. And unfortunately, in many of the cases, it doesn't play out where it comes out to a successful end, where the wife hangs in there or is able to hang in there, and the husband changes dramatically. That's why when you start getting into things, when you start talking about One Safe Place and you talk about some of these programs, is the fact that they can save and sometimes turn around these families. But in this case, this family was going to hell when it changed. And whatever is thought now is that it did change, and it changed for the good. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love.
I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or, worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin and Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. But I have Bad Bob with me, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know, big sales going on down there through the end of the year. If you can't find a car, truck, or SUV, either new or previously owned, you aren't trying. It's your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealer. And not only will they make great deals for you, their service center is absolutely outstanding. I know that for sure. Give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors, or stop by that big car park down there at 555 Cypress Avenue and buy, you know what? Okay, Christmas is over, but New Year is here. What a great way to start off the new year, but with a new car, truck, or SUV. Reading Crown Motors. Bad Bob.
Blue skies, sunshine, gosh, high stop, near 72.
Stop.
It's December, folks. Overnight low will be around 41, sunny tomorrow, and a high in the mid-60s. No rain in the forecast. Ouch. 33 degrees right now in Reading, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay. Hey, you know, remember, this is the time of the year I'd be talking about this, Charles Dickens. He wrote David Copperfield, and he wrote all those, you know, wonderful
Tale of Two Cities, and of course, Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, almost. But remember, he used to talk about, you know, in the Charles Dickens novels, the very poor people were thrown in the debtors' prisons, and this was, you know, all this. Well, it looks like
the workhouses.
It's coming back. They're starting to, you know, they're starting to say that groups like the Brennan Center for Justice and said it's been reborn. The debtor prison's been reborn in local courts, which may not be aware it's against the law. But what they're doing, they're sending people with no money to jail over unpaid fines and fees. And they don't know how long this has been going on. In other words, if you've got an unpaid traffic fine, you can be sent to jail. And it seems like that's a a little strong for something like that to happen, but they're saying it's happening in some areas in the United States. You know, my question on that is that it's not going to happen here in California. They said it happened in Colorado, that they've completed a report on a pay or serve programs throughout the state. In the case of Wheat Ridge and North Glen counties, the penalty was only one day in the clink for every $50 owed. In Westminster, every offender got an automatic 10 days in jail. That one jail racked up more than $70,000 in cost for incarcerating 154 people over a 5-month period in 2012 and only managed to collect $40,000 in over two fines. So they were in a hole for $30,000. But they're putting people in jail. That's like taking a person's driver's license away because he's not paying his child support.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, how do they get to work?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, are you watching, they go to court, they get their driver's licenses suspended, and how do they get home? So what do? They get back into the car and drive, and so if a policeman's waiting right there, you just, you know.
Pick him off.
Yeah, yeah. Just, oh, look at you. You're driving on a suspended license now, so it even gets worse. But you know why this will never happen in California?
We are an enlightened state.
No, it's called AB 109. Enlightened. No, we are a we are a drug tolerant, conservative intolerant, state that, you know, that, no, that's not why. It's because Governor Brown and the governors in front of him and all of our legislators gave us AB 109. We can't keep felons in jail. Why would we put people in jail who don't pay their fines? My goodness. I've got a $25 fine for I've got $150 in fines for not, you know, for no parking tickets. Do you actually think that they wouldn't take the time to come get me? Or do you think that they would even take the time to put me in jail, Bad Bob? I mean, because there's no room. There's not, the whole process is no. No. See, that's the real reason it doesn't work in California is that we don't have enough bed sites for felons, much less people who don't pay fines. But I just can't believe is that in Colorado they're putting people in jail for 10 days because they owed $50. $50 owed.
And what's it
a
cost
day in jail.
To keep a person?
It's
got
to cost them at least $25 a day.
If not more.
If not more to keep somebody in jail, you would think. I think it was, what was it, $100 and something a prisoner a day up here? It is. It's $100 a day in California. So, I mean, how do you make up money on that? What's the person going to do in jail that gets him the money or her the money unless it's their family? Oh, look, you want to get your husband out of jail before Christmas? Pay us the $500 in fines he owes. Or the $1,000, or we'll take $1,000 out of the $3,000 he owes us.
That's a little.
Anyway,
that's a precedent. Probably, I wouldn't care to see.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. We don't have room. All right, but we do have room for another set of spots here that keeps us on the air. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Redding Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Redding Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business, and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I like that.
Summer of 75 was some of the most awesome music ever. That's Head East.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNY 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. I neglected to mention that before. Yeah, she's got a, she was going to have tonight, and she's got other guests, but she was going to have tonight the opera singer that was going to be here Saturday, was going to be her guest tonight, but as, if you don't know this already, this, the fundraiser for, Mercy, that was going to be Saturday at the Cascade Theater with the symphony and her singing, has been canceled because she is got a viral infection, and she's really down hard with this thing. So I'm sorry to hear that. And Linda was really looking forward to the interview tonight. Yeah. So anyway, but Linda has a number of other guests that will be on tonight On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Great show if you never listened to it.
What, On the Spot with Linda Bott? It is. She doesn't talk about this stuff. She doesn't talk about politics or anything like that. She talks about fun things, you know, that girls like. And guys like it too. I mean, guys listen to them. And she's giving away underwear one time, and this guy won the underwear. And it was girls' underwear.
He said
it was for his girlfriend.
Is he a Marine?
Dr. Doug McConnell has joined us already with a slap at the Marines. I'm reading a book about Brute Krulak today.
Good morning.
Good morning there, Dr. Doctor.
I came in early, but the truth is that Mercy fundraiser is being rescheduled. So
it is for May 31st.
Yes. Don't think it's going away.
It's not going away.
It's going to be a wonderful performance and for a good
cause. You know what? She actually roped me into this one because, you know, I don't go to these things.
Oh.
When I went to Cascade Christmas, it was a big thing. I don't go to plays. I don't go to a lot of that. I went to Weird Al Yankovic and had a post-traumatic stress moment with all the explosions and started shooting back at the stage. They made me leave. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't go to a lot of these, but I was ready to go to this. And I have completely forgotten what I was going to talk about at this point. So, oh, I know, Brute Krulak. My friend, gave me a book on Brute Krulak, who was a famous general in the United States Marine Corps. And they said the story of Brute Krulak starts in World War I. And it starts at the Battle of Belleau Woods. Because Brute Krulak led the Marine Corps in this fight to save the Marine Corps after World War II in Korea. They said the Marine Corps, and a guy named Marshall and a guy named, MacArthur, yes, learned to hate the Marine Corps.
During that war?
During World War I, during the Battle of Belleau Wood. And it's a great, I mean, right now I'm reading it, and it's absolutely great. What it says is that, first of all, the European generals wanted all the Americans to fight under their command.
Yes.
And Pershing said, it's not going to happen. We are not going to be parceled out. We're going to fight as a unit. As
Army.
Americans, right. Yeah. But he didn't like the Marines. He had the Marines back there. So he gave the Marines this little sector, two regiments. Gave them this little sectors in a little place called Belleau Woods.
Yes.
Well, the Germans, who had been pushing hard and pushing hard and pushing hard and winning, turned and directed their attack at this one spot, this 1.5 mile wide spot called Belleau Woods. And the Marines fought them to a standstill and then attacked, counterattacked with fixed bayonets. That's when the famous saying from Gunnery Sergeant Dan Daly, come on, you SOBs, do you want to live forever? Follow me. And stood up and charged across this wheat field. Well, the rest is history.
It is. And that was a victory. And as I recall, there's an attack ship, U.S. Navy attack ship named the USS Belleau Woods.
Belleau Woods.
Belleau Woods, yeah.
Belleau Woods. Anyway, we've got to take a break and we come back. I've been asking questions. Does anybody know what's going on with Obamacare? I hope that maybe you can give us some enlightenment a little bit.
I have some observations and my own test experiences at some of the sites as well as a overview that I think I'd like to.
Okay,
to
I think this is
people of Reading.
Yeah, because you know everything keeps changing. As I said, you know the dates keep changing, and but it's in law. So how do you keep changing dates like this? And the insurance companies are just spinning at this point.
Companies depend on predictability, and most of our economic society does.
And we don't have that. Okay, I'm really glad you're here today, so we can kind of like round this one up for this year too. Dr. Doug McConnell will be my guest as soon as we get back from the news. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460, your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More of the hundreds of thousands of people who lost power during a big weekend ice storm last weekend are finally back in the warmth, but not everybody.
For those people who are still out, they want their service restored. And we're doing the very best we can. We are working 24/7 shifts.
That's Consumers Energy spokeswoman Deborah Dodd in New Haven, Michigan, who says the company has nearly 3,000 of its own employees working 24/7 to try and get the power back on. A lot of people coming in from out of state to help as well.
We've also got workers from 11 states in Washington, D.C. that are here. And we are also getting an additional 140 utility workers from Georgia, North Carolina, and Missouri.
Meanwhile, officials from the Great Lakes all the way up through New England are worried that wind gusts and up to 6 inches of more snow forecast in some places could create more havoc. Meanwhile, it's feared that a space heater may have led to a fire inside a trailer that led to 3 deaths in Louisiana. State Fire Marshal H. Butch Browning.
More information is being gathered about that specific space heater and its location in the trailer home to be more definitive. But we do believe the fire was accidental.
Meanwhile, officials say a 12-year-old girl, an 11-year-old boy, and a 9-year-old boy were killed at the trailer fire there in Whispering Oaks Trailer Park in Houma. Shipping problems at both UPS and FedEx prevented some Christmas gifts from arriving on time this year.
The delays were blamed on poor weather earlier this week in parts of the country as well as overloaded systems. And the holiday shopping period this year was shorter than usual. More buying was conducted online and Americans' tendency to wait until the 11th hour to shop were other contributing factors. Neither company said how many packages were delayed, but they noted it was a small share of overall holiday shipments.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Both FedEx and UPS say they're beefing up their staffs. This is SRN News.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Trinity!
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
A new poll seems to confirm what many have suspected. It's been a rough couple of months for Democrats.
The rocky rollout of Obamacare has apparently taken a toll on Democrats. A newly released CNN ORC poll shows Republicans on the winning side of a 13-point swing in popularity since October. The survey of just over 1,000 adults gives the GOP a 49-44% edge with just under a year to go before the midterm elections. Just 2 months ago, Democrats held an 8-point lead.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. China's cabinet estimates this year's economic growth edged downward to 7.6% and warned it does face pressure to decline further. According to current economic indicators, communist leaders try to steer China to a slower, more sustainable growth, but an unexpectedly sharp decline in 2012 and this year prompted concerns about politically dangerous job losses. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court has rejected a former college student's bid to sue federal agents after he was stopped at an airport for several hours over Arabic language flashcards he was carrying several years ago.
Nicholas George says the Transportation Security Administration and FBI agents violated his constitutional rights during the August 2009 stop at Philadelphia International Airport. The district judge rejected the agent's assertion of immunity, but the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has disagreed, saying the agents were justified in detaining him briefly to investigate.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Oil prices edged above $99 a barrel today, the first trading day after Christmas, as violence in South Sudan stoked up concerns about the country's oil production. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well. After a day off for Christmas yesterday in early trading, it's up more than 50 points. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 here on the 26th of December, the day after Christmas. Merry Christmas after day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I know you're going to want to call in here. We've got some things we're going to be talking about. And of course, our streaming website is KCNR1460.com. And we'll start off our day with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. At this time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 54 points at 16,411. The S&P 500 is up 4 at 1,837, and the NASDAQ is up 8 at 4,164. Active stocks this morning include Twitter, which is up $1.72 at $71.68, and Bank of America down one penny at $15.69. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 36 cents at $18.57, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 33 cents at $40.70. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.99%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 8 cents at $99.30, gold is up $9.30 at $1,212.60, and silver is up 43 cents at $19.92. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. As you can tell, they are on top of everything that's happening at Wall Street. And you know what? Why not get advice, not from an 800 number or some place online, get it from somebody that's right here that knows what they're talking about. You can go down and see face-to-face. That's those Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, 243-7561. Bad Bob, you know what? I don't mean to bore you.
Or
I know, but it's been the same. Give me something new. You know what? You've let the whole year slide by, and I haven't done anything really to chastise you about it. But this,
now you're making me responsible for the weather.
Now the weather. You know what? Come on. You know, I am tired of listening to the same drivel daily.
Drivel.
It's drivel because not you. You speak in stentorian tones. You.
Let me go look that up. Let me get my Google.
You are truly an orator. An orator. An orator. An orator. You are truly an orator.
Yes.
But weather. I mean, I want something different. Tell me something.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons, you know, my wife is into meteorology, and she said she didn't want to go work in Arizona or Southern California because the report is always the same, you know, mild in the 80s.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, here's a true story, too. You know, remember Cheetah Johnson used to be
Houston now.
Who was in Houston. Mm-hmm. Do you know one of the reasons she chose Houston instead of Sacramento and a couple other places?
Because the weather actually changes once in a while?
The weather, she says you actually have harsh weather there.
Yeah.
So you've got hurricanes, and you've got all different types of, you know, weather you can talk about. She says, if I'd gone to Sacramento, there'd been no change. I mean, there is no, you know, when they talk about weather warning, what's the weather warning? Put on some suntan lotion in December
or fog. They've been known to get fogged up.
Yes, they
do. And in lots of it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in the North State, sunny, a high near 72, and we're going to see a 50-degree temperature swing as it drops down into the 40s tonight. Actually down into the 30s tonight.
I was going to say 50 from 70 is like 20.
Mostly, well, actually it's 33 right now with a 72 high today. That's a 50-degree spread.
No, it's a 40.
It is, well,
it's a 40
it's 32
spread.
Right now and 7, okay, anyway.
40.
Okay, 40 degrees.
We hire you to talk, not that.
Where was I going with this? Mostly sunny for your Friday, a high near 65. Right now it is 32 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney are the running the show there. 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends.
There you go. All right. Enough of this frivolity. Except Dr. Doug McConnell is my guest, and he's not a frivolous person. Unless you get to know him, then you realize he is the total soul of joking and of being happy and all these things. And he's
got, happy. You want a happy person happy, working on your heart. You know?
That's right. And he is also one of the top heart surgeons in all of California. He's here. But what, you know, this weather, let's talk weather because we have to take a break here in a second. Mm-hmm. This weather.
Well, it's a big high pressure system, as I recall, looking at the weather, man.
But it's, you know what is?
High pressure is good.
Well,
it's just like in our operating room.
High pressure is good. I thought high blood pressure.
Well, in the weather, being a pilot for years, obviously the high pressures are where the good weather is.
Yeah.
It's between the fronts where you have high and low pressures, or when a low comes around, that's when things change rather dramatically. And
type of weather though is going to, it's where it's going to kill us is we're already in the worst drought we've ever had. Is that, you know, in April.
That's correct.
You're going to be, we're going to be sitting there with ash on us. When June comes around, we're going to be covered with ash up here.
Well, now that brings up volcanoes. Hopefully you're not referring
to
that.
No, the ash from all the burning trees.
The fires. Yeah,
the fires and the wind shifting. But let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, we need a few good lows and some moisture from the ocean and we'll be.
2 or 3 months of good steady rain.
Yeah, but weather is confounding and it's good science and the earth's a big.
You know, and here's the best thing. Weathermen, and talk show host. We get paid whether we're right or wrong. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Crowell Motors. Get huge savings now on every quality new and used vehicle on the lot. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And a huge selection of high-quality, reliable used vehicles priced to sell. It's the Crowell Motors end of year clearance sale going on now. Stop in today at Crowell Motors or online at CrowellMotorsReading.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. Another great day. Everybody should rule the world. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Coach Bob. Good morning. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's 33 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, Redding, and probably the North State's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. And they are the North State's nutrition experts. They're a deli in there. You can get a great meal. And of course, they have classes. They talk about healthy living, healthy diet, and all this, large selection of organic and raw foods and bulk foods. And the Amazing Foods for Life is offered there, gluten-free. Recipes and mixes that are easy to do, and which is Amazing Foods for Life is absolutely sweeping through California right now, started by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. I give them a call at 244-9141 or just stop by 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Dr. Doug McConnell is my guest today, and this is not, of course, the first time that Dr. McConnell has been on, and he has been doing a study of course, he is a heart surgeon at Shasta Regional. In fact, you head up the heart program over there, cardiac program.
Yes,
I believe. Mm-hmm. And, but Dr. McConnell is the thing that he does is he looks at the impact that Obamacare is having on your health and the health of the nation and what's going to happen with it. And we're talking about with doctors and the care itself and what's going to happen. So I know that and from the very beginning here, you had printouts of what this thing was going to look like, and you have been right every step of the way.
Well, I'd like to think I actually have that, although when I graduated from medical school, I got my MD degree, but not a true crystal ball. But I have been asked for my opinion and my thoughts on this for some time, and I've been free to give those. And it turns out, I think some of the issues we've discussed way back, well over a year ago in March. At the dinner have come to pass and will be. But I think, the truth is, to really understand this, in my opinion, you step way back and I think remove the label Obamacare, because it's too focused on an individual. This has really been about 20 to 30 years of progress, at least as the bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. define it, of ever-advancing centralization and control of healthcare processes. And that's been just sort of part of the DNA of the federal bureaucracies under Department of Health Services. You know, you start off with Medicare, that's just a segment of the population, then you add Medicaid, and then pretty soon you want to standardize processes throughout the states. And obviously whoever pays the bill has the golden rule and can try to control things. But anyway, but under President Obama's tenure, as coupled with the Democratic Congress at the time, you had the perfect storm of the forces, both in the executive branch and in the legislative, that came together to allow a lot of these ideas that have been proposed and tested and worked on. Some of these began under President Bush's tenure in 2006 by the same department. These all came to pass and came into rushed legislation. And that's what it's that bill we've called Obamacare, but you have to recognize the roots of the philosophy and the social and medical tenets that underlie it to really understand.
Oh, it's been going on since the 60s, though. I mean, parts of it, right?
Yes, it has. And, but the bill is labeled with that name, and the president's actually claimed and says he's proud of the name. That's fine. But the truth is, in my analysis, let's step back from where we are today and just analyze what's really going on here in currently in terms of these exchanges at the federal level and at the states. And basically, you have a private individual, namely a worker or an individual with a family or without a family, who's trying to make a contract with a legal contract with a company, and that company is accepting risk of a pool of people and is giving you back a piece of paper and tells you what they will pay for your bills under what circumstances. That's really all insurance policy is. It's a bet. It's a bet by the insurance company that they're not going to have to pay what you're paying them. And the truth is, if you make that bet across a broad population of people, the insurance company will be a business, and there'll be people in that group who have things happen to them that won't be subjected to the enormous economic disruptions. So it's a contract between an insurance company and a person. That's what you get. That's called a policy. And it's a protected by law, and it's a contract, and it doesn't go into force until the insurance company gets your first payment. Da, 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 da. That is a private transaction. What's happened here is the government, for a variety of legislative reasons or outcomes desired, has inserted itself in the contracting process. That's what the exchanges are, and that's what's going on at the federal level. Which so basically, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen want to contract with a company. Now you have the government telling you what companies are eligible to be that you're allowed to talk to through the exchange and what the policy should consist of. And then the government's allowing these people to set the prices in advance. And then the government's saying, okay.
Enforcing it.
Yes. I'm going to connect you, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen, to ABC Insurance Company over here. They're going to have a policy that I have to approve, the government. And it's going to be a lot more expensive than before, but it's going to have a lot of things you may not know that you need it to the citizens.
Yeah, like I need a pediatric. I'll be okay. Child's glasses in my and children's glasses.
Well,
in my
that's
policy.
Because they've come up. The government in the middle of this transaction has decided to come up with a comprehensive plan that you for all citizens because they don't do individual shopping very well. And so now what we're in the process going on right now is the fact is the government's in the middle. They're handling all the information of your purchase needs, your age, how much you make a year. And then they're setting the rules on how much you have to pay. And then they're going to this private company saying, okay, we're mashing up Carl Bott here, and he's going to get this sort of policy. But we're going to decide what part of your premium we, the government, are going to pay. So the truth is what you're really setting off is the insurance company's in private end of business getting its query as to who to cover and being guaranteed subsidies. Well, you can tell me, and I'll tell you, just like the college loan program, the minute the government gets in the middle of anything and is guaranteeing somebody some form of profit or profit or pricing, that the cap comes off of any pressure to keep your prices down. And that's what happened to the school loan program.
That's why the school loan program went up so much.
That's why kids are graduating with horrible debt because the government came around and threw all the money in the university and says, we'll cover these loans, no problem. You raise the tuition, we'll just get the kids to sign up for this. And that's what happened, partially.
And that's what's happening now.
That's been proven.
That's what's
going to
happen.
Multiple, including Thomas Sowell at the Stanford University. But the point is, you have this private transaction, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen and this insurance company, and that's who ultimately that company is going to have to give the citizen a paper. The government is right in the middle of it trying to manipulate not only the pricing, but who gets what subsidy, because the government's going to pay the subsidy. That's what gives them the right to be there. And now they're in the middle of this, what used to be a private transaction, and we have a lot of failure on how that's being implemented. And that's really what we, the people are going to now have to be dealing with is why is the government in the middle of what really is ultimately a private contract between you and insurance company?
And making it even worse than what was.
Well, because the government has never done this before.
Right. Well, as President Obama says, this insurance stuff's not easy. We'll be right back after these messages. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at NOVB.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:25 in the morning, 33 degrees out there. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking about Obamacare and how the government has interposed themselves in between you and the insurance company. And because of that, they have a right to tell you what kind of coverage you're going to have, which plans. You know, they're going to pay the insurance company subsidies that you will never see. You're supposed to get, and the fact is that now they can tell you what kind of insurance you're going to have. It's somewhat, as we talked about during the break, as saying what can be on the shelves at Safeway.
Yeah, well, imagine if the government decided what would make the proper mix diet of foods for the average consumer for healthy reasons.
Put Bloomberg in charge of that.
Or to relate to environmentals, whatever. Then you would have a fascinating alteration of what you would basically see as you push your cart down the aisle at Safeway, where Safeway is now trying to measure the needs and wants of what sells. That's why they have barcode scanners. And they adjust their product mix based on what popularity. And then, of course, companies come along and try to market new things and see if they can create new desires on people. But
they wouldn't have to do that then.
Well, that's right. But back to this insurance issue.
Right.
What's really happened is the price of all insurance has gone up on those exchanges, and because the scope of what the policy must offer, because it's a single type of policy at four different price grades, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. So now they have these all-encompassing policies that are taken off the shelf, and you need pediatric eye clear glasses, but they want you to be paying for it, even though they know you'll never use it, because that mitigates the cost somewhere else in the system. But the insurance companies in this bill are guaranteed to make a profit. And the government, they're able to come at the end of the year and say, okay, you gave us this portfolio of patients. Remember, they've priced this product before there's a market. That's why you can get on these exchanges and see what it'll cost you in advance. And then they're basically taking a gamble that based on the mix and match, that somehow at the end of the year this will be a profitable line of business for the insurance company. If it's not, my understanding is that they're made up. They can then petition to get the difference. So the government's sitting here guaranteeing this business for a private enterprise because it's now a federal business. Well, that's you and that's Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer basically guaranteeing this now private transaction between two people, with the government changing the rules in the middle. And, of course, as you pointed out earlier, all the timing rules are basically in flux. But, yes, Bob.
Do you see, and this is a chilling thought, with the intrusion into in the name of protecting public good, getting into every facet of our business, if I at some point in the future go to the grocery store and pick up the half pound of ice cream and the extra pizza, and it comes back to me on my health insurance that, you know, you're just not eating right, we're jacking up your rates. That's a chilling prospect.
Well, the technology would exist to track exactly what you are, because you're probably paying for that bill. It's an itemized bill. If you pay for it with a Visa, you know, that what you're describing is technically possible. I don't know that they have the time or the other to
It's technically
do all that.
Possible unless you're a government agency. If you were Amazon or Yahoo or some of these, they could do that. Well, I mean, they do it all the time, but not – I don't know if the government can
do that. That's true. When I sign on Amazon, they have product suggestions for me based on my previous product.
Absolutely. And they know exactly what you bought before, and they can tell you these things.
That's called just smart business on their part.
Yes.
But it's possible, Bob. I don't know. But the truth is anything can be called your health care. And the truth is it's not the fact that you eat ice cream. They would have to total up how many ice cream, you know, how much ice cream per 6 months for your household of three people. But anyway.
But I think there's those who think that in the name of protecting the public good, that's a perfectly acceptable thing.
There are those people. That's correct. And that's Mayor Bloomberg would be probably one of those people who would say, well, that's not unreasonable. But let me get back to these exchanges. What's interesting, I got on the California exchange and made up a person 58 years of age with a 56-year-old wife and making $55,000 a year, signed up to see what that could be offered. And I was directed then to a silver policy that was about 70% of my care. And they've told me that this policy, which had a very high deductible, I thought, and a lot of copays, was now going to cost $1,200 a month for this man and his wife. And I thought, well, that's pretty expensive insurance. Based on patients I see in my office and couples that are covered that are not Medicare. And it seemed very expensive for what you were getting. But then it has this nice caveat. It says, but you qualify for a subsidy, that'll be worth $800. So that was actually only going to cost me $400. Now, when President Obama says that insurance costs are going to go down, what he's really saying is your out-of-pocket expenses, if you get a subsidy, are going to go down. The actual cost of all the policies that are purchased are all up, but the government's hiding that with subsidies. That's a very important piece to understand. There is no insurance policy that I know of, and maybe someone can call and give me an exact example, but the truth is, if you look across the portfolio of policies offered, they're pretty darn expensive policies in my book. So what he says is the cost of insurance is going down. What he's really saying is the government's actually subsidizing insurance, so it'll look like it's going down. But the policies, it's a question of who's paying what. Anyway, so if that mythical person I had sign up gets a $10,000 raise from his boss, he's now making $65,000, you reapply, you'll find that the $800 a month you still get the same policy for $1,200, but the $800 a month government subsidy disappears. Now that means
you're paying $800 more a month.
Yeah, but so that means that if you get a $10,000 a year raise from your boss, you get a new job, you lose $9,600 in subsidy.
Right.
But you now have $10,000 in new income, and you have to pay income taxes on that. So the truth, the net change to your family is negative, about $2,000. So you would actually tell your boss, I will not accept that promotion because I am going to be out money.
It's going to cost me money to take a step up.
That is correct. Now you have the government suppressing advancement. Probably unintentionally, but really a bad thing.
Well, I'm sure it's unintentional, but there's so many – but it's the law of unintended consequences that all these laws are doing.
But that's built into these exchanges.
We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, in that built-in unfairness, whether they meant to or not, in exchanges, the government in between you and the insurance company, the government taking your money to pay subsidies that you and them will lose money on. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Vings.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, day after Christmas, 33 degrees out there. It is 8:35 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and our streaming is under KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there, hope they had a merry, merry, merry Christmas. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. A great place to go to for haircuts. Bad Bob and I enjoy ourselves down there. Mm-hmm. So, again, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Okay, you know what? Let me give the weather. It's going to be warm today. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be up to 72. Low tonight, it'll be in the 30s. It's going to be like this for all the foreseeable future for the next 2 weeks. Weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Very good.
By the way, shout out to British and Canadian people who might be listening on via the web, that today is Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Yes, you know what is. Boxing Day is?
Yes.
What?
It's a British tradition where the servants and the household swap places for one day.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Mike can get into that.
I wonder if we could do that with our government.
Oh. Whoa, okay, wouldn't that be great?
Well, it would, in terms of maybe getting some people out in the real world and understand
this
some
is what
of these
the
issues.
World's like, yeah. You know, we were talking about, I guess it's Dr. Doug McConnell, we're talking about how the government's interposing themselves, and we said one of the things, you know, that imagine if they did it at Holiday Mart or Tops or something like this, where they said, this is the type of food you need to have, and we're going to tell you what kind of food is going to be on the shelves. And then Bob says, well, you know, could they be watching what you're eating? Because, I mean, if you're paying for things with a card, then all that goes into some kind of database because the companies are keeping it, because the companies then will tell you, they tell you who you are and this is what you shopped for last time, and then they can aim things at you.
Oh yeah, there's a whole company did just that.
That's all they do. Well, one of our listeners, Sonny, says, hey, that's unfair. How can they judge anything like that? What they don't know is what these folks buy at the local farmer's market every week. You know, they can buy a lot of stuff there and you pay cash usually, or they would never know what you're growing and what you consume. So this, you're absolutely right, Sonny. This is, they wouldn't know that, but they would know a lot of it unless you're kind of off the grid there or paid cash.
Well, probably 90% of all the food consumption in urban areas is certainly could be established with very little in the way of farmer market stuff, although Sonny's technically correct. It wouldn't stop somebody with a great scheme or idea to propose it as being possible. And then it's from when it makes its jumps through legislation, you know, can be pretty quick. But I don't want to waste time on necessarily great conspiracies, but the technology is there. It's a question of how you wire it together.
Well, I think the EBT cards would be the entry point into this because people who are government subsidized for their food, I think would be the logical starting point for this kind of control.
Yeah, they can only buy certain kinds of food.
Yes.
Well,
that is all tracked.
When there were coupons, that was technically correct. Yeah. There were foods that were not usable. You couldn't use your food stamps for alcoholic beverages, for example. I have no idea how that's controlled.
Well, with the cards, they could probably put, you know, will not scan on certain things.
No, I'm not sure because they're managed like basically a Visa card.
Right.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either.
Anyway, okay, but let's go on. We've talked about the government's imposing themselves, and now they're, you know, the only reason that the healthcare costs are going down for an individual is because it's not really going down.
That's correct.
It's
and that's
subsidies.
Yeah, you got to realize this was called the Affordable Care Act. And the truth is there was a sense that somehow if the government got in there and standardized and regulated things, that in truth the cost of health care, which I interpreted the cost of health care to our society as a whole, was supposed to somehow be driven down. Remember when they talked about the cost curve being pushed down and all that? And it's morphed now when you hear some of the political speeches into what your cost is going to go down. That's true if you get subsidized. And again, these cutoffs are all over the place, and they vary by state, as best I can tell. But so your cost will go down. But if you're like my son, who's a unmarried attorney in Southern California, his cost to get covered on the open market now through the exchanges have gone up almost threefold. Because before this, he was purchasing what he considered adequate for him. He doesn't go to the doctor every year, doesn't need to, in my opinion. And basically was a healthy ex-rower for Cornell University, good health, and he was more concerned about covering himself for hospitalization from accidents or other things of life. And that seemed like a reasonable choice for a single individual who it doesn't need pediatric care access. So he, in the free market, i.e. going down to Safeway, he could buy the insurance package off the shelf, sort of like that, the Progressive ads on TV, you know, where you see the lady there giving out the boxes for the right type of insurance to match your needs.
Yeah.
That was a big shelves out there, and he could pick out what he wanted that fit his budget and fit his ideas of what deductibles. And he was willing to take the risk that if he did have to see a doctor for a problem, he would have high copays. That's his choice, and that's good. You know, he's allowed to adjust.
He's allowed to make those choices about himself.
And of course, the other parts of what the politicians tout about the current policies that are structured is they change the basic rules of the industry, such as, you know, every child can be covered by the parents' insurance if they have it till age 26. Okay, that was more a regulatory issue, and it just changed the pricing of policy.
But it also cut off people that had been I had a union who'd worked for a union for 30 years and retired. His medical coverage was changed because all of the new people have been added into their insurance because the children can be covered up to age 26 under the parents' plans, which then cost the insurance companies money.
Oh.
And it forced them to cut back on the kind of care they were getting.
Well, there's this. I think you're defining the rule. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
No,
there isn't. If you're running an insurance company and all of a sudden people are going to expand the number of people that you're going to have to cover for the medical varieties of life and things that happen, then somebody's going to have to – that risk has costs.
It
has to be built into the pricing of a product. That's sort of – basically, the free market principles here that there's going to be more money needed, and you're right. So that ripples into the system, in your case, the insurance company, or in the rest of us, to whatever policies are out there. You can't cover more people for less money, despite what politicians would think. And I think that's really where the question is, the people's practical knowledge of how the true marketplace of free choices and free flow of money based on people assuming risk goes. And the truth, when you go down the market way of my Safeway attitude, every can, every box on the shelf is the end product of a chain of production and supply and warehousing and transportation of everybody assuming risk along the way that there'd be the profit at the end's final sale that flows back and supports that supply chain from the guy growing the corn for the cornflakes to the company that buys the contract in advance and packages the cornflakes after processing them, getting them into a warehouse, putting them on a truck, the trucking company that takes on the contract to get it west. Everybody has an element of business risk with expecting.
Yeah, and they have to, though. And then that's what makes them efficient. And if they're not efficient,
they go out of business. That's correct.
But they don't have to worry about that.
But that
now
does ultimately allow us to go down the marketplace and have 20 different cereals to pick from.
Yeah.
And then they try to entice us with various additives or marketing or whatever, and we get to make the choice. That's called freedom. And we used to have that in the insurance industry, and it's being taken away here, under the guise of somehow being better, fairer, safer. Some of that may be true, some isn't. But the truth is the freedom of choice is disappearing under the guise of somehow we're going to make it better and fairer to people. And I think we'll find that that's probably not going to work. And I think the Democrats as a party are in trouble because they all signed on to this. And it's very clear Nancy Pelosi's words about we have to pass it to see what's in it. And truth is no one knew how it's actually going to be implemented. It was mostly an architecture of rules.
And this architecture is having all types of unintended consequences. Absolutely. Got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest. We're talking Obamacare and the law of unintended consequences. And when we come back, let's talk about how people are going to be losing their doctors through this.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's going to be a bunch of exciting guests here.
Yes.
You know, the other day, the when we lost the copper. When they came in, it wasn't even copper, it was copper-coated steel wire. At some point, Mike Quinn is going to have to replace some of this stuff. We're back on the air, and he's back on the air, but we want to put the whole field back in. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll let you all know in plenty of time, but we'll be off the air probably for 4 or 5 hours when we do that. When we, you know, and they never, you know, the thing is that they never got anything. And the stuff they gathered up was worthless. But they didn't know that. Yeah. But they didn't care because they're thieves.
Criminals are often not very smart.
Right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's 33 degrees. Yeah, we're talking about it's warm during the day, but it's getting down at 30s in the night. And if your heating system isn't working and isn't working efficiently, it's going to cost you even more money because, as we know, the cost of electricity is going up so much. Cost of everything. So your heater and your furnace has to work right. And Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air can guarantee that they can fix that. They'll fix it. They'll give you a long-term guarantee on that. Alliance Heating and Air will serve you at just the right temperature. Isn't that great? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, great people there. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, who is here with
cameras. Fiddling
with cameras here, and he's repairing it as we speak. You know, you're a man of many talents.
No, I need this camera because I've got some tapes I need to convert.
So this is we'll talk after we get off the air.
Okay, good. Yeah. You know, you could probably get that at we could probably meet it at some point.
Yes.
Cause we've got some new things starting next year. We got a new show starting. We've got, we're going to be streaming, video. We got all the types of stuff going on here.
Good.
Anyway, we were talking about, you know, the loss of doctors and
yes, well, and I think that's the other part is that the real issue here is all of this has been talking about so far, just contracting and getting money from, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen to an insurance company so they can get back a private contract through these exchanges. And then, of course, there'll be the employer piece hitting a year from now. And that will probably equally have multiple price shocks and surprises to people. But underneath it all this depends on you ultimately having access to physicians and providers. And that's an unknown. In fact, the Canadian Supreme Court, when Canada went through some of these issues previously, and remember, the Canadian system has the great pop-off for high-tech care called the USA. When the USA changes things, then they won't have that pop-off. It would be fascinating to watch the convulsions in Canada.
Because they won't be able to get into these, right?
They won't be going to the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic and other places. Well, they probably will as private patients.
Well, I thought, though, the Mayo and a couple of these others, they're not even covered under these plans.
That's correct. That's a good point. Which brings us to the point of access. The government, and particularly these insurance carriers, who are now trying to price these products fairly closely as best they can, have excluded major big medical centers in LA. I know Cedars-Sinai is excluded from most of the networks. Mayo Clinic, I think, is out of some. And the interesting part is some of these clinics were participants when this whole system was designed, and they backed out of it early on. But what really happened, like in my field, in cardiac surgery, there's about 106 slots every year for finishing a cardiac surgeon. And that's someone who's finished 8 years of training after medical school. And the last several years, I've been told by good sources, there have only been 80 applicants from the United States. So the truth is we're not even filling our training slots required to address the technological needs of our society. And that may be or may not be true for other specialties such as anesthesia, neurosurgery, orthopedics. Again, I haven't delved into all those numbers. But in this county, a year ago, I did a study and had my office call, and we found out there were only two physicians at that time, again, that was a year ago, taking new Medicare patients. And that's an access issue for people on. And there was only one group who were taking new Medi-Cal patients. And, of course, part of this entire technical plan is to push more people into Medicaid. And the state has not had a difficulty signing up Medicaid patients, which are right. Medi-Cal. Apparently, they require no subsidy. You basically just have to tell people what you make or don't make a year, and then they can say, oh, you qualify for Medicaid. That's easy. Give us your name and address, and we'll send you a card. That's just spending money, but it's all federal money because the expansion of Medicaid is being accomplished in California with largely federal dollars for the first 2 years. In fact, we have legislation.
legislators on the record just saying, no, we got to go do this because it's all federal money. And when people ask them, what are you going to do after 2 years when the federal subsidy of this disappears, you're going to have to put that on the taxpayers' back of California. And they say, well, we'll do that in 2 years. Of course, that's another legislature and another election.
Yeah, they could be, we don't have to
worry
about that.
But the Medicaid or Medi-Cal, as we call it, is being expanded rapidly, but there's very few new providers in this county for the northern state.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. BC, good morning. Do you have a comment?
I surely do. Good morning, guys. I heard on the Dr. Grapevine that there may be some mandates coming from California that 20% of your clients will have to be Medicaid or Medi-Cal purse people if you want to be licensed in California. Is there any truth to that, you think? I'll take my answer on there.
Thanks a lot, BC.
Thank you. I've seen and heard of nothing official, but remember, we are licensed ultimately by the state. And, again, someone like for a trauma surgeon or even a cardiac surgeon, we don't pick and choose any who we serve. We basically get referred patients bubbling out of the practices of cardiologists. So there'd be no way I could adjust my mix. I've never worried about my mix. I've never asked people whether they're insured or not or whether they have Medi-Cal or not. That's never been an issue in any decision process I've had because I'm basically serving my referral sources, be they the hospital or the emergency room or cardiologists primarily or primary care doctors. So my practice portfolio would mirror the referral sources that I service. That said, it's been hinted at, and I've heard doctors talk about this, and I'm going to bet you that in the hallowed halls of Sacramento or other state capitals, this idea has come up that somehow we can force doctors to take the Medicaid patient.
Well, that's the way they do it in England and these other places. Is that aren't they forced to take patients and then they because they're being paid by the government and then at a certain time they shut down their practices. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they start again at 4 with private.
There is a two-tier system in England. That's correct. That was forced to evolve with the failure of the governmental system to be the perfect end-all. They ultimately found that private care was better.
Imagine that.
So the caller's technically, it's certainly feasible, and I'll bet you has been discussed. When that happens, I think you're going to find the implosion on medical care and or particularly in the United States of America. Immigration, out immigration of people, who's going to want to practice in an environment where you actually have politicians deciding on whom you have to work? Ayn Rand wrote a wonderful book in 1957, Atlas Shrugged, and she discussed exactly that in a soliloquy by a neurosurgeon. She was very smart. But politicians will try to manipulate the system. And then the question comes down to if they can then force you on who you're going to serve and at what price. This then becomes sort of a form of economic slavery. And then how attractive is it going to be to attract new people?
Watch that
use
of that word slavery there.
Well,
you could be attacked here by Martin Bashir.
I understand. But then how attractive is a field of that depends upon independent judgment, entrepreneurship, and a high work ethic? Those are the hallmarks of many busy physicians. How attractive will that be to pick the same young graduates coming out of college who are going to wish to take that 12-year journey if you destroy the very facets that are intriguing about medicine, not only just the intellectual stimulation and what you learn, but the independence and the respect and the independent decision-making that's piece of that, and then they will kill the process.
Well, that's what Dr. Payush Dhanuka has been talking about, a graduate from India Medical School, but his residency here, lives here, is that that's what you have, socialized medicine. Doctors go on strikes because they're not being paid, part-time jobs out there. But he sees is a destruction of the last real, truly capitalist ability is in the medical field is for doctors to be able to price and to make, to do things.
Well,
and he sees it going away.
He's correct. Right now we work I told you how I was operating on Christmas Eve.
Four
in the morning on Christmas Day back in the operating room and taking care of the patient. The point is that I'm doing that because this is my patient.
Right.
This is someone I have a relationship with, and by gosh, my reputation rides on doing the right thing for him and his family. And I've done that since the day I started my residency training at UCLA a long, long ago. But, and the point is, being in charge of your professional presence is critical to the physician's self-image. The minute the patient belongs to the system, and it's not my patient or Dr. Danuka's patient,
Things change.
Well, it's 5 o'clock. I'm off shift.
Well, they have
and,
to.
And you take over. There's the next cardiac surgeon's here. I mean, the guy who's supposed to cover Christmas Eve, will he'll come in and reoperate on your family and member and so forth. The point is,
it's like being in combat in your shift, different shifts.
Different, oh yeah, right.
We'll shift.
Yeah.
They have to.
Or
they have to.
Yeah, no.
Or you shifted to some
personal
else.
Reputation right. And ownership. And I don't mean dollar ownership, but reputation.
Okay.
It's important.
Well, you know what? We sure appreciate you coming in today, you know, Doug. I know that, and this is, and what you were saying was when I asked Doug to come on, and he said, I will try to be there, but I heard the story about, you know, Christmas Eve, the surgery to save a man's life, and then that evening, and then the next day checking on him, and then you were already in there this morning.
Yes, I was.
And then came from the hospital here, and that's a true, you know, that's exactly what you're talking about. And, well, will that all disappear? And this is just something everybody should fear. Is that going to disappear under this?
It gets diluted.
It does.
And the patients, if they belong to the system, then that relationship changes to the physician.
Well, thank you so much for coming in here.
Oh, it's always great. And I was hoping to see Linda, of course.
But well, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
I'll put up with you, too.
Well, you know what? You get your Where's Linda pin. Hey, you know, this this portion of the show has been brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry. And Linda has had a very nice Christmas because of Leonard and his associates in Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Not only do they have just great, great deals down there, and he's willing to talk to you, they have a direct buyer that comes directly, gems and diamonds coming directly from Israel.
What's that address again?
I mean, 2225. I tell you what, this is a great way to save anything.
Well, there's 364 days to Christmas.
There you go. You can do it now for the new year. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. Tomorrow, last day here, and then it'll be a Friday, it'll be a weekend. Oh, we've got some surprises for tomorrow. So, make sure you tune in and we'll, kind of catch up with a couple of the things that are happening in the world and the news as things people start waking up again.
And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New
Year. Happy New Year's coming up soon. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep
the news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Move it out. That's the focus for many retailers. Now that Christmas is over, many of them cutting prices to get rid of unsold merchandise.
You're getting a very good deal because that week after Christmas, retailers look to go through merchandise in order to transition to the next season.
Retail analyst Dana Tesley, talking with WABC-TV, shares of UPS are down today after its distribution network was overwhelmed in the days leading up to Christmas. Thousands of packages were delayed. On it goes. Utility crews continue struggling to get the lights back on for tens of thousands of people from Michigan to Maine and on up into Canada. They've been without electricity since last weekend's ice storm, and now more wintry weather is on the way.
We do have some snow spreading out of New York and into New England, so we do expect potential for some moderate to heavy snowfall accumulation, especially along the coast of Maine.
Government for-